Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Pag-uusapan natin ngayon ang mga bagong produkto, yung brands mula sa Pilipinas na pumapasok dito sa Australia. At para makapanayam natin ngayong umaga, kasama natin si Ms. Alma Argayoso, ang Special Trade Representative ng Philippine Trade and Investment Center dyan sa DTI Sydney. Magandang umaga, Ms. Alma!
Magandang umaga, TJ! And good morning din po sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig ng SBS Filipino Radio.
Nako, malaking bagay po na nakapiling namin kayo. Ms. Alma, nabanggitan natin yung mga bagong produkto o mga brands mula sa Pilipinas. Ano po ba yung mga latest ngayon na pumapasok dito sa Australia mula sa Pilipinas?
May mga bago tayong mga products na pinipromote, no? Kasi talaga namang that's part of our job. You know, we promote Philippine products to the Australian market. So, itong nakaraang linggo, I attended a forum, the International Women's Forum, and I was asked about yung mga latest innovations as a Philippines of entrepreneurs, you know, that are doing business, especially those that are owned by women. And I mentioned Pinyapel. Pinyapel is a really a good example of an innovation, you know, that was developed by the Design Center of the Philippines of the Department of Trade and Industry. So Pinyapel literally means a pineapple paper. So it's a specialty paper made from discarded leaves of pineapple leaves. So this is an example of a waste product that was repurposed into a sustainable, fashionable, and innovative product. So yung pineapple fiber or paper is converted into home decors, lamps, pati na rin yung coffee sleeves, paper cups, paper packaging materials, gift bags. So yon. Tapos meron ding isa which I will talk about a bit later, but yung pinyapel, maganda siya because in so many different aspects, no? So una, it helps us reduce waste because yung pineapple leaves, waste na siya after harvest. But the company collects them and converts it into, processes it into paper, and then so into paper sheets, no? And then converts it nga into very nice products. So it helps us reduce waste, and then it also helps address deforestation. Kasi ito, hindi mo kailangan ng kahoy, you know? It's 100% tree-less paper. Ang maganda din ito, natutulungan natin yung ating mga farmers doon sa Mindanao because the products, the raw materials are sourced in Mindanao. Meron tayo doong Dole, pineapple company. So this is additional income for them. Apart from that, of course, it's really a good step towards the right direction because ngayon, we have goals, diba? Yung UN, United Nations Sustainable Development Goals that we have to address, specifically yung number 8, 9, 12, and 13, and 15. So ito yung mga goals that we're really trying to address, to really help the environment, you know, yung inclusive economic growth, industry and innovation, sustainable production and consumption, climate action, pati na rin yung protection on life on land. The pineapple pinyapel that was designed by the Design Center of the Philippines is being produced or manufactured by a company in Cagayan de Oro. So the name of the company is Cagayan de Oro handmade paper products. So ang may-ari nito is a woman, si Miss Lucci Cabanlet. And Miss Lucci was assisted by DTI in many ways, you know. So from, you know, that's why a small business that's really going global. So that's Pinyapel. And then there's another company called Creative Definitions. Ito naman is producing shoes. So the brand of the shoes is called Lakat. So I was told Lakat, if you are Bisaya, you probably understand that Lakat means walk in Bisaya. Mm-hmm. So this shoes naman also... it's made from pineapple and cotton yarns. So yung uppers niya, yung insoles niya, all made from pineapple and cotton yarns. Tapos naman yung outsoles niya is made from rubber, natural rubber from Mindanao. Kasi we have rubber in the Philippines, so sa Mindanao. And then the shoelaces are also made from the pineapple fiber. So, and these shoes, a sneaker siya, is really very nice, you know, and it comes also in different colors and are said to be very comfortable. So, matitik mo lahat nung ano eh, yung, so it's ethically sourced, it's eco-friendly, it's also 100% vegan. So, really, really good product for our kababayans to support. Mm. So yun yung mga bagong products na made from pineapple fibers.
Mm, talagang parang nabanggit yung sustainability. Ang laki pong usapin yan dito sa Australia, di ba? Dahil ang Australia ay napaka, lalo na yung nabanggit yung vegan, parang ang dami nandito na yung lifestyle, di ba? So parang ganun po ba, malaki ba yung market, ng lalo yung Australian market sa mga ganitong klase ng mga sustainable products?
Yes, Australia is going towards that direction, no? And especially ang hindi ko pala nabanggit yung sa Pinyapel, it's very important for the Australian market because, you know, since 2022, Australia already implemented a ban against single-use plastic products. So that includes yung plastic straws, yung drink stirrers, yung cutlery, including plastic back. So that's the direction na talaga, and that's being implemented already. Na hindi na pwede yung mga plastic products that are problematic and unnecessary, no? So makikita mo sa mga shops dito, meron na silang mga talagang mga information na bawal na yon. So it will no longer be available in the supermarket. So how do we replace that? So these are alternative products, you know, that pwede natin nilang i-consider. But yung Pinyapel lang, one of the things lang, kasi, well, they're already in commercial production, pero limited quantity pa sila. So right now kasi, they're only making 1,000 paper sheets, I think. So, and that's converted, that's bought. So pwede siyang bilhin na paper sheets lang, and then the other companies, kung sino yung bumili, sila na yung magko-convert into other products. Or it could also be bought na yung mga products na didevelop ng company. So yung mga lamps, yung home decors, paper bags, and cup sleeves. So once they are able to really do a large quantities, you know, talagang commercial production na automated. Kasi right now, syempre nung dinesign niya, so may R&D siya, and then merong production ng small quantities. So ngayon, meron pa siyang combination na parang manual, and then merong machinery. But then, once we're able to really invest into machinery, then po pwede ng large production yung quantity niya. So one of the interventions that we are also doing is to find investors. Kasi mahal yung investment sa machinery to really automate the process para maka-produce tayo ng marami. So that's one of the interventions na mga ginagawa din natin. We're not only helping promote products, but we're also helping promote investments, no, into the Philippines to help these manufacturers be able to really ramp up their production.
Para mas lumaki. Yun nga nabanggit nyo pa na pwede pang mag-export. Bukod po dun sa pag-suporta na yun, parang dinadala nyo ba sila dito or yung may mga exhibit bang ginagawa din yung DTI or parang sumasali kayo sa mga ganitong exhibition para mas maipakilala yung mga ganitong klaseng produkto sa Australia?
Yes, Philippines, we have several trade fairs na sinusupport natin. In fact, organized by the DTI. So the Societem is a sister company of ours. It's also a DTI agency that organizes trade fairs. So sa May, meron tayo yung IFEX, International Food Exhibition. And then sa October, meron tayong Manila FAME. Yun naman yung sa mga furniture, home decor, accessories, ganyan. So yung dalawa. And then meron din tayong iba pang mga, ano, mga trade fairs, like national trade fairs. Tapos meron tayong mga go local shops. So yung mga shops na yon na parang where we also showcase Philippine products from the regions, no? So parang ganon. So we do have those trade fairs, and then dito sa Australia, we've been wanting to really participate in trade fairs here. So hopefully by next year, kasi matagal yung planning, no? It requires kasi a budget. So hopefully next year makasali tayo. So we're eyeing that. But right now, mayroong project si APBC actually, yung ASEAN Global Sisters Program. It's also a grant that they got from DFAT. So Philippine companies are participating in this ASEAN Global Sisters Program. And they're being coached and mentored. And then with the object of really being able to penetrate the Australian market. So several, yeah. So we have Ant Hill. Ant Hill produces, exports textile products, hand-woven products. And then meron din si, ito maganda to kasi the name of the company is, of the product is Magwai. So it's a startup actually. So it's also women-led. Para sunscreen and shampoo products that are safe for the environment. Kasi diba dito sa Australia, we're surrounded by waters, tapos there's really this beach culture, diba? So there's demand for sunscreen products, especially kasi malapit tayo sa, so matindi dito yung init. Diba? So sunscreen products, shampoos that are safe for the environment, the coral reefs that we have here. So that's one. So we have the Magwai, we have Ant Hill, we also have sino pa? Yung isa pa, another company, WBVN Living. And this company is also in the production, in the business of producing textile products. So yun.
Ngayon po, may mga malalaking brands din mula sa Pilipinas, no, na nagsisimula na yung nakakapasok dito. Nagkaroon din ng yung Perth to Manila na flight, no, na direct flight ang Philippine Airlines kamakailan, kakasimula lang. Parang nakakatuwa po na unti-unti nakikita natin yung mas visibility ng mga ganitong malalaking kumpanya din or mga brands sa Pilipinas. Ano po yung mga ganito ring suporta ng DTI sa mga ganitong pagkakataon?
Yes, nabanggit mo kasi nag-launch lang. Actually, the ambassador and some of our colleagues are in Perth right now, no? Because of that maiden flight of PAL, and there are several activities there. The Department of Trade and Industry is here to support businesses, no? In terms of B2B, yung mga business-to-business matching activities natin. So if there are queries in terms of, you know, looking for importers, distributors here in Australia, we are here to support. Meron din tayong mga ginagawa, like of course, yung commercial intelligence, if they need information from the market. So we do that. So B2B, there are also requirements for the sourcing of raw materials. We can also help with that. And then yung trade fair participation, if you are participating or organizing trade fairs, we also provide assistance in terms of the coordination, the organization, the business matching, the you know referrals to potential partners. And then, of course, yung investments nga din, di ba? So one of our tasks is to really invite investors to invest in the Philippines in sectors that are important to us. So kasama yan sa mga priority natin na matulungan natin yung ating mga negosyante sa Pilipinas in terms of, say, raising capital or, you know, needed technology from, say, Australia. So yun yung mga ginagawa natin for our entrepreneurs back in the Philippines, but also here in Australia, no, yung mga Filipino-Australian entrepreneurs nila that if they need help in sourcing products, Philippine products, we're here to support. The overall goal is to really improve our trade relations with Australia, increase our trade and investments, increase our collaboration partnerships with Australian companies.
Bawa, syempre tayo may mga ordinaryong mga mamamayan na mga Filipino-Australians dito. Paano naman kami makakatulong sa mga ganitong klase? Paano din naman masusupport yung mga negosyo ng mula sa Pilipinas, gayon din yung mga nasa Australia, lalo na yung mga Filipino-Australian po dito?
Nako, napakagandang tanong yan, TJ, you know. The biggest support talaga na mabibigay ng mga Australians, Filipino-Australians, is to patronize Philippine products, you know. So buy Philippine products, buy our local products from the country, you know. That's the biggest support that the Filipino-Australian community could give. So, and marami na tayong mga Filipino-Australian businesses dito. And we just have to go out there and really buy, eat, support, you know. That's the biggest because ang dami-daming mga produkto na nandito na at pwede pa nating i-promote dito. So, in fact, you know, ngayon, because it's Easter, so marami tayong nakikita mga itlog dyan sa supermarket, no, sa shopping malls. Merong parating na napakagandang produkto. It's balot, but it's gourmet balot from a company in Batangas. The brand name is Lola Carmen. It's balot with vinegar. It's sourced from a very exciting company, exciting products manufacturing, exciting products manufacturing company in Batangas. So this product is imported by SBC Foods. So yeah, parating yan ngayon sa Australia. So for those of you who are craving for balot, at pwede rin natin because it's gourmet balot, pwede rin natin sigurong ipatry sa ating mga kaibigan, no, mga Australians na, you know, it's balot, you know, and it's good because it's so it's a good source of protein. So yung balot, and then etong dumating na sa Australia, according to the importer, the container just arrived, itong Ferrino's puto bombong and bibingka. So usually when you talk about puto bumbong and bibingka at Pasko, di ba? But with this product, Ferrino's is a popular brand in the Philippines. But you don't need to wait for Christmas anymore. So you can have puto bumbong and bibingka all year round. So this comes as a frozen product, and then you just have to reheat sa microwave, and then that's it. It's ready. So yeah, so Ferrino's puto bumbong and bibingka and Lola Carmen's balot, gourmet balot. So syempre kasi pag pagkain, you know, I'm really really very happy to talk about it, and I'm sure that yung mga kababayan din natin gusto din nilang malaman kung ano yung mga bagong produkto natin dito na pwede nilang bilhin o kainin, o kaya naman ipatry natin sa ating mga kaibigan na mga Australians.
Naku, parang ang sarap nung nagutom ako sa kwentuhan na yun, Miss Alma. Parang at least yung balut na yan, gourmet, di ba? Parang ma-excite lalong tikman. At magandang nabanggit nyo na yun nga, patronize yung mga Philippine products para makatulong tayo sa mga negosyante na sa Pilipinas. Kaya din yun nandito sa Osel yung mga Filipinos. Yes, maraming salamat sa pagsama ngayong umaga, Miss Alma.
Thank you din, TJ. Maraming salamat. And sana po, suportahan natin ang ating mga produkto galing sa Pilipinas. Marami pong salamat.
Ayan, nakapanayan pa din si Ms. Alma Argayoso, ang Special Trade Representative ng Philippine Trade and Investment Center dyan po sa DTI Sydney.